from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on QPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. The Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin getting things started with a little music by composer Ernest Theodor Amadeus Hoffmann. Overture from The Merry Musicians here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. This noon hour has the Black Oak Ensemble and a little string trio by Jean Francais, as well as the Bavarian Radio Symphony and music by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, with a orchestral suite depicting a figure from medieval times. We'll hear Hakon Jarl. That's in just a little while on KPR. The Vienna Symphony Orchestra has something written by Camille Saint-Saëns, his final symphonic poem from 1877. And this, too, is mythologically inspired music. We'll hear The Youth of Hercules, an orchestral suite depicting the Greek hero's temptation between a life of pleasure and a life of virtue. Here's the Vienna Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The final symphonic poem, composed by Camille Saint-Saëns in 1877, mythologically inspired music, we heard The Youth of Hercules, which I suppose should be The Youth of Heracles, but never mind that. We listened to the Vienna Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 12:30, and in just a few minutes, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra has got music inspired by another, at least semi-mythological figure. Music inspired by the exploits of a 10th-century Norwegian ruler. From Bedřich Smetana, we'll hear Hakon Jarl in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from K.U. Spencer Museum of Art, presenting Street Nihonga, the art of Jimmy Tsutomu Mirakatani, featuring the largest assembly of the artist's work to date. Exhibition closes June 28th. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. And Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort, featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-dum.org. Here on the KU campus, it is 65 degrees with cloudy skies and a little light rain. We have a 60% chance of some more showers and also a marginal risk of some strong thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll have highs in the mid-70s, and tonight 30% chance of showers, the low of 57. A little more French music next. Chamber music from composer Jean Francais. We're with the Black Oak Ensemble to enjoy a string trio in C on KPR. String Trio in C Major by composer Jean Francais and performed by the Black Oak Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:43, and at the top of the hour we'll have NPR News and more music to enjoy until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Every day you hear the difference on KPR. In-depth news and thoughtful civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. In fact, more than 97% of KPR's operating budget now comes from private support. So now more than ever is the time to invest in KPR and the news that matters. Discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And just a quick note that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can always make a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station. All the details at that same website, kansaspublicradio.org. We thank you for your support of KPR. And we bring you now the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra for a symphonic poem written by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana in 1861, inspired by a Danish play that told the story of a 10th century Norwegian ruler. We'll listen to Håkon Jarl on KPR. A symphonic poem from 1861 by Bedřich Smetana, Håkon Jarl, with the Bavarian Radio Symphony here on KPR. Just about ready for NPR news and more classical music just around the corner. A film. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258PT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Lots, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Italian composer Alfredo Catalani, an Andantino for orchestra, performed by the Rome Symphony Orchestra led by Francesco LaVecchia on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, back with some more classical music for a Friday afternoon. And we've got coming up the Academy of Ancient Music, who we'll spend most of our time with in the 1 p.m. hour, enjoying Mozart and his 40th symphony. Dramatic Symphony is coming up in just over 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We have some music for you now, a piece that doesn't get very often played from a composer, also not very often heard from, the Dutch composer of the 20th century, Leo Schmidt, who was born in 1900, but was unfortunately a casualty of the Second World War, passing away in 1943, but who for a brief time there was a colleague of Maurice Ravel and Igor Stravinsky in 1920s Paris, and it was around that time, in 1926, they wrote the following trio for flute, viola, and harp. We'll listen to flutist Eleanor Pamegier, Edith von Morgastel playing viola, and Erica Wardenberg, harpist, next on KPR. There, flutist Eleanor Pamegier and Edith von Morgastel playing viola, and harpist Erica Wardenberg all together in a 1926 Dutch trio for flute, viola, and harp. Music by composer Leo Schmidt on Kansas Public Radio. 1:22 now. And at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, we've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas. Later on tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., it's Friday, and you know what that means. It'll be another Film Music Friday, and I'll be with you for the occasion. And tonight, we don't have anything overly elaborate, just some odds and ends. We'll give a listen to Cinema Paradiso, The Adventures of Don Juan. We've also got a little medley of film tunes by Jerry Goldsmith. That and quite a few other Not so easy to classify bits of classical and film music during Film Music Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. I'll be with you this evening for the fun. Time now for Fun with the Academy of Ancient Music, conductor Christopher Hogwood, and Music of Mozart, one of his latter symphonies composed in 1788. This one, his 40th symphony in G minor, a little bit akin to his earlier symphony in that key, the 25th. Both have a very fine and strong dramatic edge. We'll hear the 40th symphony with the Academy of Ancient Music on KPR. That was Mozart and his 40th symphony in G minor, played by the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, stay tuned for the next NPR News update with more music still to come on KPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with The Country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Live from NPR 212, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Known as Viennese Caprice by Fritz Kreisler. We listen there to the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra of Budapest violinist and conductor Isaac Stern on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you for one more go-round of classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. And I'm looking forward to what we've got for you a little later with pianist Philippe Entremont and the Philadelphia Orchestra. An absolutely stunning suite for piano and orchestra called Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla. That plus music by Buxtehude, also for violin, in just a little while. Support for classical music comes from Plain Spoken Books, publisher of Whirlwind, a memoir tracing Bill Curtis's work in television and radio news, including reporting from Kansas and beyond. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. Now we bring you the London Philharmonic, conducted by Bernard Haitink, and from Franz Liszt, we'll listen to the fifth of his symphonic poems, this one from around 1855, and inspired by the Greek myth of Prometheus's theft of fire from the gods. Prometheus on Kansas Public Radio. Prometheus, the symphonic poem, the fifth symphonic poem by Franz Liszt, with the London Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Bernard Haitink on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is about 2:23. Stay with us for the Philadelphia Orchestra. They'll be along with pianist Philippe Entremont in just about 10 minutes for the Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com. And Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. On the KU campus currently, some light rain and cloudy skies and 67 degrees. Still warming up to about 73 for the afternoon. We have a 40% chance of more showers throughout the afternoon, and this evening, 30% chance of showers. Skies cloudy, a low of 57. Looks like a slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning. Saturday, a high of 76. What we have next is by the Danish composer Dietrich Buxtehude, who lived around just a little bit before the time of Bach in the early 18th century, and whose music was a profound effect, profound influence on Bach. We'll hear Buxtehude's third violin sonata here with John Holloway and cellist Japter Linden, and at harpsichord Lars Ulrich Mortensen. Violin Sonata Number 3 by Dietrich Buxtehude, played by John Holloway, cellist Japter Linden, and at harpsichord Lars Ulrich Mortensen on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 now, and stay with us for All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, I'll be back with you from 7 to 9 for this evening's Film Music Friday, with some odds and ends, music from the likes of Cinema Paradiso, The Adventures of Don Juan, quite a bit more, tonight from 7 to 9. Join Destiny tomorrow on KPR for Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m. Hear what your fellow listeners are into. A comparison of Entertainment by Scott Joplin and Mozart sit by side by side. Plus, we have waltzes alongside trombones and marimbas that can also dance. We have quite an assortment of Classics by Request with Destiny tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 on Kansas Public Radio. We're ready now to bring you the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy and pianist Philippe Entremont, for a suite, originally a collection of piano nocturnes, that became an orchestral and piano suite by Manuel de Falla, transporting us musically to the jasmine-scented gardens surrounding the Palace of Alhambra, Nights in the Gardens of Spain, on KPR. Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy, with pianist Philippe Entremont on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. About 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered. I'm Jeff Watson. I'll see you again tonight from 7 to 9 for Film Music Friday. Support for All Things Considered comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options and funding for the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.